I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. When things go wrong, we can knock it down. When I was a kid, I was really into Lego. And every Christmas, I'd get a different Technic Lego set. And it was the most exciting time building it up, following the instructions, the tension, the stress, making sure I got everything right. And when it was done, I'd show my mom. And there'd be a rush as I showed her. You know, I've done it. That's it. I did it. And she'd be like, oh, well done. And there's like a car and a crane stuff. You'd be able to like move the steering wheel on the car or turn the handle on the crane and stuff would happen. And to kids today, this probably sounds like me saying you could rub sticks together and make fire. But to me, this was great. This was everything. And then I noticed you could buy a little engine for the car to make it actually drive itself, a little battery-powered engine. And this seemed like the most exciting thing in the world. And I asked my mum whether I could have the engine, and she said, no. And I said, why not? And she said, we have to save up the whole year to get you the Lego. We can't afford the engine as well. But it was funny knowing there was a better motorized version of the toy I had, and I couldn't have it, made the toy I had suddenly less joyous. And I became bitter looking at the toy, thinking, why can't I have the motorized version? And this was crazy, because up until then I thought I was the luckiest boy in the world having this toy. And that was a childhood without social media. And now with social media, we're not happy with anything, are we? Because every day we're surrounded by people with a better version of the thing that we have. Well, not me. I learned a big lesson back then. Who cares if there's someone with a better car? You know, a better crane. A better Lego house. Because actually thinking about it, was it better to have the motorized version? No. Because I'd have lost control. I'd have lost the struggle. And the struggle is the best bit. The tension, the fear is the best bit. As soon as you have it, you don't want it. When I built that Lego, I hardly looked at it again. And my son now does exactly the same thing. He spent the last 10 years asking for Lego sets that he's built. And he gets excited and shows them to me when he's built them, and then he never uses or looks at them again. And over the last week, he's finally realized he's never going to build Lego again. So he's got all his sets together to sell on eBay. So I'm currently right now looking at around 50 sets of Lego and Lego figures. And the lesson is so stark. Not only don't wish for something you don't have, don't wish for anything. We ultimately don't want anything. We don't need to own anything. Because what did I like most about my Lego sets as a kid? That my mom bought them for me. Because that meant she loved me. And when she couldn't buy me an engine, I'd get upset thinking she didn't love me enough. which was of course so silly. But ultimately, all I wanted is to see her smile when I'd finished it. The smile that meant, I love you. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. And that's why we're here, right? Love. Love you too. Lots and lots of love.